We want to talk a little bit about how you sequence these therapies, particularly in the microsatellite stable patient, David, and I really like your case. I thought we could just go to briefly go through some of the key decision points that were made as you move through the treatment of this 71-year-old man. Can you talk about what happened with him?
Yeah, this is a great case because I think it illustrates the progression through lines of treatment. So this is a 71-year-old man who presented with reflux and dysphagia, manageable comorbidities. He had a GE junction adenocarcinoma that was HER2 negative, but really bulky thoracic nodal disease, including bulky high paratracheal nodes, gastropathic nodes. PET scan corroborated these findings. So this was a patient we would treat upfront with chemotherapy, and he received FOLFOX with a good response initially on PET scan, and then additional FOLFOX. The response was more mixed. These high mediastinal nodes barely responded, but he had regional disease. I mean, this is like N3 disease by current staging. So we opted then to give him chemoradiation with capecitabine paclitaxel, and that was completed.
Before you go on, I'm just kind of curious, Peter, any thoughts about this sort of consolidation with the radiation that was done here? Is that something you do?
So we often, in patients, we're worried that they're borderline, will give induction chemotherapy first and to see if they're chemotherapy responsive or not. Patients who do well, then you take them on to the more aggressive therapy. So I think often we sort of start off with chemotherapy to get a sense of how aggressive the disease is.
So let's continue on. David, what happened?
Yeah, so then post-chemo radiation, he actually had a complete response endoscopically, and his PET scan finally showed some improvement in these high mediastinal nodes, but this was a very transient response. A follow-up imaging only 3 months later, he had now progressing in the primary, new lung metastasis, limited benefit from FOLFOX, now progression on capecitabine radiation. So this is when we went to standard second-line treatment, arguably it had some response to paclitaxel radiation, and received standard paclitaxel ramucirumab with a response. All sites of disease improved. This also turned out to be short-lived because now 4 months into treatment, although his nodes continued to improve, he had new hypervascular liver lesions on CAT scan, and the PET scan delineated clear new liver metastasis. We went back and tested his tissue, and he was DNA mismatch repair intact, so microsatellite stable, but PD-L1 testing was positive at 20%. He was quite symptomatic at this point. He was dyspneic with minimal exertion from these bulky nodes. He was anorectic, borderline performance status, and quite sick at this point.
Maybe you can go through the imaging up to this point.
There was a response initially to the paclitaxel ramucirumab, reduction in the node, reduction in the primary, and then rather explosive progression of disease in the liver when we took him off the paclitaxel ramucirumab after only 4 months. And he was highly symptomatic.
And so he got pembro.
So we actually started him on pembrolizumab, and I would say within the first few weeks, he had clinical improvement. Dyspnea got much better, fatigue got much better. He's now had two PET scan can image his disease a little better. And he continues on treatment as of December, and we actually got another scan on him recently which shows maintenance of response. A little worrisome here, the liver lesions responded quite dramatically. There has been recurrent uptake in the primary without symptoms, so I've opted to continue. And the only toxicity he's had is some mucositis, and we've put him on a steroid mouth rinse.
Mucositis. You think that's from the pembrolizumab?
Almost certainly. I consulted with my colleagues. I think it is an autoimmune mucositis.
Autoimmune? I'm not sure I've heard that. Have you seen that, Peter?
I hadn't seen it, but the treatment is steroid mouthwash.
Wow, interesting.